The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul and skin, good morning, brothers and sisters. Pardon me if I talk about the first reading rather than the Gospel. It's another one of those we just heard on a Sunday oh so recently. So anyway, first reading. We're hearing from the Book of Wisdom all week long. And here in the first reading, the wisdom of great King Solomon, he's speaking to all the mighty and the powerful of the earth, telling them to seek wisdom and reminding them that at the end of all of this is going to be a judgment from God Almighty. And to those kings, magistrates, and rulers of this world, that judgment will be swift, stern, and severe. But for the lowly and the poor, the judgment will be gentle and merciful. Now, if you're a king or a magistrate or a mighty person of the earth, I suppose the message to you is get thee to a confessional and that right soon, okay? But the real message I think we want to take away from the first reading that we heard from the Book of Wisdom, it's yet another reminder that in God's reckoning, the priorities of this world are going to be inverted. The last will be first and the first will be last. He will cast down the mighty from their thrones and lift up the lowly. And it's a source of peace to us in a disordered world to remember that in the end of all things, God will set right all that has been set wrong. It's a great sense of peace that we keep that in mind. However, you don't want to stop there and just sort of wallow in that peace, because the real practical question lays upon all of our shoulders. What do we do in the meantime while we live day by day with our freedom and our responsibility in a disordered world? What do? Sit around and wait for God's justice to kind of just descend upon us all? No. One of the most helpful quotations that I've ever heard is the famous words of St. Catherine of Siena, who said, "Pray as though all depends on God, act as though all depends on you." Now, that's a paradox. Prayer and action, they seem to be contradictory, and they are not. The thing about a paradox is that in our fallen human nature, we tend to favor one side of a paradox or another. Okay? We tend to either favor prayer or action. What we want to do in the midst of a messed up world that is yet awaiting its righteousness, we want to act in the favor of the side of that paradox in which we're weakest. So, if you're inclined to trust in God's providence, right? You want to place your efforts and act in the idea of doing what good you can right now. And if you are more an activist, you want to be inclined to try to trust God's providence. You know, you may want to consider that our lives are somewhat like a canoe paddler paddling down a stream. You have a great deal that you can do with your canoe and with your paddle, but whenever you do, you'll never change the course of the stream. God is absolutely sovereign, and sometimes an activist or someone who's out there, maybe they're registering voters, they're writing letters to the editor, or they're, you know, praying and protesting in front of an abortion clinic or something like that, they can easily lose heart. because they see how limited their actions are and how many things happen apart from all their best efforts, helps to remember that God is in complete control and all will be set right. If you're like me, however, and you tend to take the passive side, and you tend to say, oh, God's going to take care of everything, we want to get, people like me, we want to get out and be even more active. Okay? And it helps to remember that your actions really do matter, and without your real cooperation with God's providence, enormous amounts of good just don't get done. It is a real fault to look at the evil in this world and to think to yourself that God will right all that is wrong without you putting forth any real effort to right it yourself. I think we get a great example of that in our life of our saint today, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, first American U.S. citizen ever to be canonized. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini was born 2 months premature, and she was sick her entire life. Only thing she ever wanted to do was to become a religious sister, and she tried, and she tried, and she applied to order after order, and they all rejected her. Said, she's too sick, you don't have the constitution that's necessary to be a religious sister. And I suppose at some level in her heart she could have said, well, I guess this just isn't God's will, right? I give up, I surrender to God's providence. But she did what she could. And her local parish priest had need of a volunteer to help with all of the orphans that were living in and around the city, and Francis Xavier Cabrini volunteered, started helping out with the orphans. Next thing you know, her good example wins the attention of local women in the area who join her. Next thing you know, she's become a de facto religious community, and she has become the religious superior. Next thing you know, other parishes all around the area start modeling and imitating what Francis Xavier Cabrini is doing, and then the Pope takes notice and says, hey, Mother Cabrini, will you go do in America what you're doing here in Italy? You're much more needed over there. Next thing you know, Francis Xavier Cabrini is a missionary, just like she always dreamt of becoming. And she founds hospitals and schools and orphanages in New York and L.A. and Chicago and Denver and Seattle and New Orleans, all across the country. Not bad for a frail, sickly Italian immigrant who never even learned how to speak English. But she did what she could. And imagine what would have happened if she just sort of passively said, well, I guess I'm not supposed to be a religious sister. God never opened the door. I surrender to God's providence. It's a paradox. Do surrender to God's providence. But in the meantime, never fail to do what is within your power to act. Act as though all depends on you. Pray as though all depends on God. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, pray for us.